Torah begins in this week's parsha. Daya Ekev Tishmon is a mishpatim ma'elu shmartim asisim osam. Shema Hashem ofecha l'cha sabris v'zacheses l'shek shma lo v'secha. So the lashon Ekev is problematic. What is that? What does that mean, Ekev? Ekev Tishmon. What is the lashon Ekev? So Rashi, it's interesting. The Rashi quotes the Chazal of Mitzvos Kalosh Adam Dash Ba'akevav. You know, the Ekev from the heel. You know, things that you trample on with your foot because you don't consider them important. And I believe Rabbi Bachai has Ekev, the idea of scharpsius. But Ekev often means levasof, in the end. In the end. So Ekev, because the heel is the end of the body. And we'll see how that fits into the pasuk. So if you look in the end of Parshas Vaschanan, page 3, it says, "V'shamarta es ha-mitzvah v'sachukim v'sa-mishpotim sh'anochi mitzavcha ha-yom la'asosu." Right, this is the pasuk that we discussed last week. That this word, and Olam HaZeh is the Olam HaSiya, and Olam Haba is Litol Scharam. And that's how Parshas Vaschanan. So usually I like to give a shiur about how this relates to the next week's Parsha, because the Parsha ends Vasosom, that this week that you have to do the Asiya in this world and the Schar will get Olam Haba. And then the next pasuk says, Ekev Tishmon, you get Schar and Olam Hazeh. Right? So that's a separate shiur. That's shiur I'm not giving there. That's a separate shiur. Well, how do you can go from one pasuk to the next? Okay? So I would like to show you now something from the Bnei Yisachar. The Bnei Yisachar wrote many Svarim. Many Svarim. Probably the most famous is called the Bnei Yisachar. But there are many different Svarim, and Bez Hashem, in next week's packet on Parshas Re'eh, I quote from many different Svarim. Bez Hashem tentatively will schedule for Thursday at 1, and if it needs to be changed, we'll do so. But so Likutei Martza, Moreno Rav Tzvi Eli Melech, he gives a shot, and what does it mean, Ekev Tishmon? Ekev Tishmon, Yesh Tafarish, Ma'at Ksiv La'el Minei, V'shamarta Es HaMitzvah, He says, Tamei HaMitzvahs we can't fully comprehend. And we can't relegate. Tamei HaMitzvahs is very nice to be able to understand what the mitzvah is about. But the problem is, and this is what the shiur is going to be about, that sometimes people feel that they understand the tam. Say the tam is to make me a generous person. So I know I'm a generous person. So what do I need to do the mitzvah for? Whereas, so the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do certain ma'asim, and we'll never fully comprehend the reasons. Even if we know Tamei HaMitzvahs, we'll never fully comprehend. So that's in the third paragraph, third column. It says, "Evet shamartes haMitzvah asher nochi mitzavcha." V'ani yodet tzuv tamei, v'ata tase asher anochi mitzavcha. He says like this. In other words, what does it say at the end of Vayeschanan? Veshamarta zechukim asher anochi mitzavcha hayom la'asosam. But you have to keep the mitzvahs. And then Ekev Basof Tishmun. Eventually you'll understand the reasons behind them. But you can't say, you know, I'm a big knacker and I know the reason for the mitzvah. So since I know the reason and it doesn't apply to me, or I'm already a good Jew, so I don't need to do this action to make me a good Jew. No. The Torah says Vishamarta is a mitzvah. It's a chukim lasosam. You have to keep the mitzvahs. And then Ekev, eventually Tishmun. Eventually you'll understand, you know, Besof Hayomim, you'll get a greater understanding of what they're all about. But you can't say, I understand them now, so therefore I'm not going to do them. Whereas in Yadus, Maisa is very important. Maisa is very important. You can't say that, of course, Machshava plays a role also, but you can't say, well, I know the Tama Mitzvah. The Tama Mitzvah is Basa B'Cholav. Some say is I shouldn't worship idols. So I know I don't worship idols, and I'm not going to worship idols. So why do I have to keep Basa B'Cholav? The answer is Hashem is Mitzaveh, and you can never know the full extent of the tzivoy, of what's behind it. And that's what Hashem says, you do the mitzvahs. And Ekev, Basof, you'll want Tishmud, you'll understand them. But right now, you don't fully understand them. And even when you do, you're still going to have to do them. But don't think you're such a big knocker that you understand it, so your understanding could supplant and come instead of the performance. I remember once Rav Shechter said over a pshat in the page 4 in Pasuk in Tehillim, which we say before Tekiyah Shofar, which is very apropos. What's the Pasuk? Tuv tam vadas lamdeini ki mitzvasecha hemanti. So Rav Shechter said over a pshat, I don't know exactly who it's from, or maybe it says, oh, but the pshat is saying like this. We're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us understanding into the mitzvahs, because we're going to do them anyway. We believe in them, we're going to do them anyway. In other words, don't fear that if we'll have an understanding in the mitzvah, so then we'll say, well, we understand, so therefore we're not going to do anymore. No. Tuv tam vadas lamdeini. I'm asking for understanding, but not to supplant the performance, because keep mitzvah amanti, because I'm going to do them anyway. So therefore, in other words, if you're afraid that if I have too much knowledge, then I'm going to say, I understand Basar B'Cholav is, you shouldn't have idol worship. So I'm not worshiping idols anyway, so now I can eat Basar B'Cholav. No! Mitzvah amanti. I believe in the mitzvahs, and I'm going to perform them. So therefore, you don't have to be worried. So therefore, Tuv Tam Vadas Lamdeini. And I think it's apropos for, I don't know if Rav Shechter said this over, but one perhaps could suggest, could be Rav Shechter, could be, I saw it someplace, the Shem Yishmuel has a lot in the Sefer, that the shofar, one of the ideas of the shofar is like the sound of a behemoth, like the behemoth screeching, which means that when it comes to a service, Rav Shechter said this also, when it comes to our service of the Ribono Shel Olam, we're like a behemoth. Meaning a behemoth doesn't think, just does. Meaning, we know we have to do. That's, Rav Shechter said over once, I think he quoted from the Kedushas Levi, I don't know if I saw him, but the idea is that on Pesach we have the Omer, and on Shavuos we have the Shtei Halechem. And Omer is from Seorim, that's Machal Behemoth. And Shtei Lechem and Shavuos is Chita, is Machal Adam. Because Pesach is the Chag of Emuna. So Emuna is Emuna Pshuta. We can't be big knockers and say, oh, I understand the mitzvahs, I understand everything, so, you know, I don't have to keep the halacha, because I understand the reasons behind them. So once I understand the reason behind it, I don't have to keep it. So that's what on Pesach, which is Emunah, we're like Machal Sorim, Machal Behemah. It's like a Behemah. When it comes to Emunah, we have to do. We can't be Kibiknachs. When it comes to Limud HaTorah, so then we have to be like another. We have to think and learn, etc. When it comes to Emunah Pshuta is the way to go. Emunah Pshuta is the way to go. Right? Who says of Yosef Yavis? Says that he always saw that in the times of persecution, the big philosophers were the first ones to give it up, and the Hamunam was the ones to keep. I saw in the Zera Kodesh on the next page from Naftali Rupshitz. He says, what's the idea of Nun? Nunim Hafuchim. Right, by even so Ha'aron. So he says, what's the difference between a Nun in the middle of a word and the Nun at the end? What is kafuf, what is pashut? What's the idea? So he says that Nun represents the ultimate wisdom. 50 Shari Bina, the Nun Shari Bina. So when it's kafuf, he writes in the third column, that means that's there in potential, but it hasn't unfolded yet. We don't have it yet. When it's straight, it means it's unfolded and we have all the wisdom. So I thought that could fit in very well with the word of the Bnei Yisoschar. Because Eken, Levasov Tishmun, you're going to get the whole, it could be I saw it someplace, but you're going to get the whole 50 spread out. You're going to understand it all eventually. But now you don't. So don't think that you're such a knacker that you don't have to keep the mitzvahs. And even when you will understand, you're going to have to keep it. But for sure now, you don't fully understand. And I think that's good, because the Nunim Kfufim of Vayehi Mitzvah Ha'aron, which perhaps the message is, when we're the Torah, you know, we should always view ourselves as a Nun Kfuf. Whereas we should always view ourselves that we don't fully have the understanding. Whenever you learn a sugi, you come back next year, you learn it again, you'll understand it better. So it's always begetter nun kafuf. Eventually, maybe, bizman Mashiach Tekenu, it's going to become a nun pashut, tishmur. Oh. Then, the Torah tells us in Achrei Mos, the Isser of Shechut Echutz. Ish ish mi beis shal she shchat shor osev kesef beis yishchat chutz l'machane. Right, if you didn't bring a korban into the Azara, and you shechted it chutz l'Azara. So what's the idea? So the Bnei Yisoschar explains the following. First, he quotes a pasuk in Koheles on page 10. Yisun Eretz Bakolhi, Melech Lasod Enever. So what does that mean? So the Medrash says, Rabbi Nechemia, page 11. Yisun Eretz Bakolhi, Afilu Dvarim Shatar Roa Osom Yisron, Matan Torah, Gon Hilchot Tzitzis Tefillah Mezuzah, Afhei Mechval Matan Torah. Unbelievable. Even mitzvahs that you think are like not part of the Torah. You should still keep. And what are the examples? Tzitzis, tefillah, and a mezuzah. Such a strange medrash. Why would I think that tzitzis are Yisron? Why are these singled out more than any other mitzvahs? I might think these mitzvahs are Yisroel to Matan Torah. Still, you have to keep them. What's the idea? So the Agra de Kalis is an unbelievable word. Take a look. Page 12. Agra de Kalis is also the Bnei Yisoska. Bnei Yisoska are many svarim. Agra de Kalis is the same for Chumash. It says, B'medrash, Yisrael Eretz Macholhi, a field of Arim Shataro, some Yisrael LaTorah, consists of Tfilin Mezuzah, B'chlal Matan Torah. What do you mean these mitzvahs are Yisroel min haTorah? Eich sal kadaitach shen Yisroel haTorah? V'nir l'farsh v'nir gimel mitzvahs halal nirad in tzadvah rak lizvar l'doso. Right? He said this mitzvahs, what does it say about tzitzis? U'isem also u'zachartem. You'll see the tzitzis, you'll remember Hashem. What does it say? L'man tizgur, but tefillin. So it seems that these three mitzvahs are reminders. These are reminders. Because we're physical people and we could forget. So a person could say, go down, v'inei, why because v'inei, v'yos tamah mitzvahs lo, raklim noah, shikchas hachomer, pen yomo omer niach riach esnafshi luskor mezulas ha-mitzvahs alolo. He says, what do I have to put on tefillin? I'll write myself a little note, you know, remember, I'll put it on the alarm, give it all to me, and then I don't have to, why should I have to keep mezuzah tefillin in and tzitzis, because all these mitzvahs are reminder mitzvahs. So I have another way of reminding. So that's what the Chazal is telling us. Yamshir's Galatal, lo yotzer nivra yidei chavasot, b'kiyuma atam mezulas ha-mitzvah. Tzarech ha-kayim ha-mitzvah sheish matam, kamo ha-mitzvah shalom. So even tzitzis tefillin mezuzah, which seemingly are not part of the Torah. What does that mean they're not part of the Torah? They're only mitzvahs to remember the rest of the Torah. So maybe, from that perspective, they're not part of the Torah. They're just mitzvahs to remember the rest of the Torah. So maybe I don't have to fulfill them, because I have another way of remembering to keep Shabbos. I'll just write it down in my calendar. So also, Yisrael Shul Chor, Rak B'Shvil Ha'Artzius, Adorab Shikha. In other words, maybe the Torah is just giving us these mitzvahs because they realize that we're human, fallible human beings. And we can make mistakes. So maybe I don't have to keep them. So that's Pshat in the Medrash. That even these you have to keep. So then he goes back to the mitzvah of Shechita Korban Chutz Lazar. He says, Hinei, fourth line, HaMislach Sefin Afilu B'Mnei Amein U'Kotsu Tam HaKrovus Korbanos, that the idea of HaKrovus Korbanos is that in Mitzrayim they were involved in Avodah Zarah. So it's hard to get them to, you know, this is the Rambam and the Moreh Nevuchim, right? They have to be weaned off Avodah Zarah. So in Mitzrayim they were sacrificing to the idols. So to tell somebody not to sacrifice at all, you can't, it's too much of a jump. So to wean them off, you say, okay, now sacrifice to Hashem. And eventually that'll, you know, get them to, right? That's what he quotes, the Ramban says that from the Rambam and the Moreh Nevuchim. So a person could say, "Mamel fees that Yachshav Achoshev Ani Lo Es Bach L'Sirim." The Shuv Lamel Es Bach L'Fnei Hashem. He says the whole point is that I have to do it in the Beis Hamikdash or the Mishkan, so I should do it L'Avodah Zarah. But I know I'm not going to do it L'Avodah Zarah, so maybe I could do it wherever. So Kamash Malon, no, that you have to do it in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands. And I think this idea is like the fundamental difference where, people departed from traditional Judaism. Leaving, in other words, and even maybe to go as far as, to a different religion, where it's, we only preach goodness and kindness, which is important things, but instead of, actual ma'aseh mitzvahs. And this is the point, that the Torah says ma'aseh. And then in Parshas Re'eh, verse 13, it's called Adom Asher Anochi B'tzavach Ha'eskem L'sos Tishmeru L'sos L'sosev Olav L'sigra Mimenu. So what's the idea? So he says, Esher Pesavdu, page 15, in Agra Dekala again. He says, people say that mitzvahs have reasons, which is true, but again, you can't be a knacker to say, I know the reason. So that's what he says in the third column, the last paragraph. So that's what it means. It says beautifully. You got to do it. Lo sosif lo sigra. Because you would think that once I understand the reason, so then this reason doesn't apply, so I don't have to do this mitzvah, and maybe this mitzvah should apply even more. In other words, you could regulate it. No. You got to do. You can't detract. You can't say, he gives you examples here. Vias nida. Some want to say that it's not healthy. So maybe if it is healthy, then it's okay. So obviously that's not true. So if you want to say this applies, or this applies more, or tefillin doesn't apply, all these things is... is the yisod of the departure of us from traditional Judaism. And then he says, he quotes another pasuk in Mishpatim. Pasuk in page 16. Vayavo Moshe v'yisaper l'am is kol divrei Hashem is kol Mishpatim. Vayen kol am kol echa v'yomru kol advarim asher dibri Hashem nase. And the same idea. Nase. Dear Elik, top line, second column. The philosopher said, how could a physical mitzvah have any impact on the person? It doesn't make sense. Wouldn't it be better just to philosophize, understand what the mitzvah is about, and that's it? Just don't do mitzvahs, just think about the ideas behind them. Ideas, not actions. That's the philosophers are saying that. So that's what he says. Vayisaper lam is kol advir Hashem is kol mishpatim. have over here, Ratzalomer, top line of the third column. It's called Divrei Hashem Shehem Toch Kol Mitzvah. Hey, I'm Shachas Ritzona in Sov. Mela, I see us in Mishpatim, Tavka, Mishach, Nitzchus, and Nefesh. He says, Moshe told them all the mitzvahs, as Kol HaMishpatim. And meaning Mishpatim, all the halachas that you have to do. And that's what they said. We'll do it. Tala Tashem Dibir Hashem, Naseh. Not just contemplate. And then it's quoted, he says in one more place. He says in Parshas Noso, it says, Bayom Hashem, Hikriv Nisan Al Mansur, Nasi Yisocha. So the Agra Dekala says, so he quotes the same idea again. So Yisazel was the one who gave the advice to bring the karbanos, right? You take a look at Rashi. Pasuk Yud Ches on page 18. Hikriv as Karbono without a Yud, right? Matamol Hikriv, Beshifto Shisach, Mashalonam, Mashalon. So we're over here, Taishikun Yehuda. Kachama Hikriv is Karbono. Uchas a Yud. Mashma Hakrev, Lashon Tzivoy. Shakir Gvur Nitzav Hakrev. So it's Chas a Yud. So what's this? That's in Pasuk Yud Tes. Hikriv Chasur Yud. Hikriv is Chasur Yud. So what's the idea? So he says, what is Yud? What does the Oz Yud represent? So Yud, at the top of the second column, where Amez is L'chokhma. So Hikriv means, he told them without a Yud. Means this is what you're supposed to do. Don't think too much. Don't think too much. Hikriv, fourth column. Hikriv Chosu Yud HaChokhma. She'asin Eitz L'Hakriv Korban. Because the philosophers say Korban is making no sense. It's such a physical action, and that's going to cause you spirituality, closeness to God. It makes no sense. So that's what he said. Hikriv, without a yud. Hikriv is karmano. Just do it. Don't think. Don't think too much. That's the lesson that he's teaching. And that's the yisod of, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows he is mitzvah, and his wisdom is beyond our comprehension. So again, even though we think we're knockers, we don't really understand. Ekev Tishmud, one day you'll really understand. But certainly not now, and even then you're still going to have to do the mitzvahs. Ekev. In the end, Tishmud. But don't even think at this point, as much as Tami mitzvahs we have, do we really even, you know, touch the surface of what each mitzvah is. Like we discussed last week. Schar mitzvah v'hai al malekah, because a ma'aseh mitzvah is so potent and so powerful that this world cannot even encompass the magnitude of the schar that comes from a mitzvah. And this point, this nekuda, is where everything, every person or every movement who departed from Judaism or from traditional Judaism missed out on this nekuda. That we're not knockers to decide that we understand the mitzvahs totally. Ekev tishmur. The understanding is going to come much later. And even then, we're still mitzvah. We shouldn't even think that that we understand. And therefore, don't think that tefillin, tzitzis, and mezuzah, they're just reminders. No. Hashem says, you have to keep mice and mitzvahs. And there's one last, two last points. We know there's a famous chazal in Gemara Kedushin. We're all familiar. Everyone here is familiar. On page Daf Lamed Aleph. Gadol mitzuva v'osa b'misha eina mitzuva v'osa. So why is that? So we are always trained, Tosfos, the fourth Tosfos, that in bracket. There, the high time in the Misha Mitzuva also Adif, the Misha Doeg Mitzvah Yosef, and Yavor Misha Eru Mitzuva. Because if you Mitzuva, then you're worried, you know, you have to fulfill it. So you're worried maybe you're not going to, so it becomes more difficult. You know, so you get from Tzara Agra. Right? If you're not Mitzuva, so you might think that's, hey, I'm doing it from the goodness of my heart. So I'm making up a nice Lamatsuva and I'm still doing it. So that's a nice idea. But if I don't do it, I don't have anything to worry about. So I have less tsar, so it's less effort. So that's what Tosa says. But there's a pshat in the Yismach Moshe. And he says more than that. He says, "Hine kvar biyarti atam shel omrim gadol mitzuva misha einu mitzuva teinei bechol mitzvah yesh kavonas yiduim liyichidei skulim chol dor v'yosem mizeh shel lo nodu rak l'mshim v'yochad v'chaveirim yosem mizeh shel heim lo nodu rak l'moshe yosem heim asher v'lo nodu ad l'shum divra rak mitzvah Hashem yosem kasher tzivah Hashem v'ukei misakim shosho av mashen ela mikol divra and asher k'shodim mitzvosov aval v'ina osu rak al p'seichel. Whereas, if you're doing a mitzvah that Hashem is mitzvah, then the potency of that mitzvah is elishayah. But if it's only what you think is a good deed, you made it up, it was your idea to do something, so then that's not going to have the same koach, because it didn't. It's you're not working on behalf of shlichus of Hashem. Because Friedman has a discussion of this. So if the shorish comes from the seichel, basically, the shorish of what you do comes from your seichel, that's limited. If it comes from the Ribon Shalolam, that's limitless. And that's the idea of being humble, to understand that, you know, as great as what we think of a mitzvah, you know, as much as we think we understand, we don't understand. And therefore we do. And we can't say, oh, well, this mitzvah has this reason. Shmartem vasisim. Hayom lasosim. Shmartem vasisim. One day, Ekev Tishmun, you'll understand. Tuv tam labas lamneini. We're still asking Hashem that we should understand, because we want to learn from the hashkafa of a mitzvah. But that's not to say that once we understand it, we're going to just think about it and not do. And I'll end off with one word. I heard this word, the first YU Night Shabbaton. Rabbi Benjamin Blech was there from Oceanside. So he said over at the Tisch Friday night, a word from Rav Yonis and Eibschitz. So we'll say it over. He says, V'yeshiv Yaakov Eretz Mugurei Avim Be'eretz Kanaan. So famous Chazal, page 25. Bikish Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Yaakov wanted to sit in peace, and then he got all problem with Yosef. So he says a pshat like this, Rav Yonah and I, it's page 26. He's in the Medrash. Because you have a relationship with Salva, covered to love Rav Social Yosef, didn't invite a Perushahu, validation with Yaakov and Mechoral Yosef. But the fact that Yaakov favored Yosef and made him like he's the Bechor, so everyone was jealous. So why did Yaakov do that? So the Zohar says, because Yaakov, who did Yaakov want to marry? Leah or Rachel? He wanted to marry Rachel. So in his mind, Rachel was his real wife, his first wife. Even though the Maisa he married Leah first. So Reuven really was the Bechor. But in his mind, he was after Rachel. Right? So he wanted Rachel. So Mimela, from the perspective of Machshava, he was right. Rachel is his real wife, his first wife. And therefore Yosef is really the Bechor. So that's if you follow Machshava. But if you follow Maisa, Lamaisa, Mholchim Basa Maisa, who cares what his Machshava was? Bottom line is, Leah. He married Leah first. And he had Leah, the kids from Leah first. So that's Pshat. Because Yaakov Leishim Shalvim Kof Mechosu Shalaviv Shmurim Al Shalvim Ma'od. He wanted to sit b'shalva because he felt he got the brachas from Yitzchak, right? He got the brachas from Yitzchak. He, right? Esav didn't get it. Right? Yaakov ended up giving it. So he thought now he's going to sit in luxury because he got the brachas from Yitzchak. Yeah, but from the perspective, he got the brachas from Yitzchak from the perspective of Maisa. But who did Yitzchak really want to give it to and thought he was giving it to? To Esav. So from the perspective of Maisa, he really got the brachas. So he can be Yosef B'Shalva. From the perspective of what? Of Machshava, what? Esav comes first. So that's the pshat. He, towards Yaakov, because Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva, because he says, look, I got the brachas. Because he's following Maisa. But if he's following Maisa, then he had no right to favor Yosef. Because Yosef comes first only if you follow Machshava. So Hashem says to him, you think you're following Maisa, but according to you, Machshava, comes first, and Mimela, that's why you favored Yosef. So Hashem says, so if you're following Machshava, then you have no right to be Leishem B'Shalva. So if Lomad HaMaisa weaker, Kei Matzo Shvatim Mokom La'ar Hashem B'Chor Is Yosef Taina. Kei B'Maisa Hu Hilea. L'chein Kofat Olav Rok Social Yosef. So in the end, what did Hashem Paskin? Hashem Paskin's Maisa Zikr. Maisa Zikr. So Mimela, he had no right to favor Yosef, and that's the story. So that's the idea that Machshav is very important, and we can talk more about this, but nothing can substitute Maisa, and that's very important. A lot of times we mean to do good things and we want to do good things, but and we don't actually do it. I meant to call you, I meant to do this, I meant to do that, but Maisa. This is the Olam Hayom HaSosam. This world is the Olam HaSiyah. You got to do. This world we have to do. And we should, of course it's important to have good intentions. But bottom line is the Olam HaSiyah, and we can't just philosophize. We can't just philosophize and say, well, I understand what tefillin is all about. I understand what mezuzah is all about. So I don't need to do it. I'll just be a good kindness. Of course kindness is important, but we know other religions say all of kindness. All you need is kindness. But we believe, no, Ushmartem Vasisem. You got to do, and even if we don't fully understand, that's Gzeres Hashem. And look at the Archaim HaKadosh on the first page with the arrow on the left. Efshe Sheremet Nos Nun, Shiyasi Aben Hamishim Sharibina. There is Gzeres Hu Tishmur. Shiyasi Aben Gregor Sanova, Shiyasi Lishmoa Divrei Torah. In other words, if you're an Anov, you're Akev, you're low, then you're going to have the ultimate wisdom. But that's the idea, like Rav Naftali Rapshit says. The Nun, when it's spread out, that's when the Chachm is there. When it's Kafuf, it means it's there in potential, but not realized yet. And that's the Yisod. That our lives have to be lives of... We should, of course, have good intentions. And I think it's very important to understand Tamei HaMitzvos, because it gives us Hashkafa. But like Rav Shechter said, we want to understand Tashkafa because we're going to do it anyway. So might as well understand it also. But if we have the attitude that we're such knockers that we know what the mitzvah is about, so therefore we don't have to do it, that's not Yiddishkeit. That's not Yiddishkeit. And that's, and as I said, Ekev Tishmur, in the end, you can understand much more. But right now, for sure, we don't understand. And even then, when we will understand, we'll still have to do. Because this olam is the olam asiya. So that's why I titled Shmartem Vasisem. Chovas kiyam ha-mitzvahs befo'al. You got to do the mitzvahs befo'al, not just philosophize about the mitzvahs, but actually do the mitzvahs bein adam l'makom and bein adam l'chaveiro. In other words, you should, you want to be helpful to a friend. Don't just say, "Oh, I want to call you. I want to set you up. I want to invite you for Shabbos." No, do it. Invite him for Shabbos and call him up and set him up and whatever. Do it. It was this the olam ha'asiya, the shmartem vasis. Okay, tentatively we'll schedule next week for 1 o'clock on Thursday.